At a special meeting Tuesday, the Assembly changed the income level needed for seniors to be exempt. Instead of twice the federal poverty level, it's now three times. That puts the income limits at about $43,000 for seniors registering by themselves, or about $59,000 if they're registering as a couple. Those who already have the exemption are grandfathered into the program, but anyone who applies after the ordinance takes effect will need to obtain a city-issued photo ID and allow the city to check their last IRS tax return if there are doubts about their income. Members of the public who showed up to testify had criticisms and questions. Here are some excerpts.
It's very easy to shop out of town because then you don't have to pay tax. I went to Juneau City office and I paid $20 for a tax-exempt card. They told me that I can use that tax-exempt card all my life.
If it does pass, I want to know how long and how many signatures I have to get to put it back on the ballot again so that we can vote it down.
And it's the IRS thing that has me baffled, because I've heard a lot of gossip out of the city's offices about people. And to me, my accountant, me, and IRS are the only ones should know. And you cannot keep all your employees quiet. There's just no way you can handle it.
Who is going to police this? Who is going to tell that somebody cheated? It's not going to be the employees of a store in town who know that someone is coming in there and they're cheating.
I've got it in my pocket. I'm sure other people have shown you. City of Borough, Juneau, tax-free card for 65 and over. I got one about a month ago. Paid them $20. They took my picture and gave me and my wife one. That's it. End of story. No means test, no background investigation, anything. And I think you guys are being real short-sighted here. When you cut these down, as others I'm sure have mentioned, we have other options to spend our money.
That was John Littlefield. Before him, we heard Sarah Williams, Shirley Robards, Mary Lou Valandry, and Alice Johnstone. The testimony seemed to fire up Mayor Cheryl Westover, who especially took issue with the notion that Sitkins would just go shop in Juneau.
We all live here. We have to make this a community. I don't care what Juneau does, because Juneau has all kinds of ways to bring money into their community. We don't. Now, what you could help us do is figure out how to put a dock out here so those little people coming off can pay to, you know, shop downtown and help all our merchants and all that. But no, you come here and ask us to be creative when we're out of ideas to be creative.
Westover called the tax exemption a gift, not something that people have paid for and deserve.
You can't just sit back and say, well, now we've lived here and worked here 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, some people have been 5 years, and now they want to sit back and enjoy the infrastructure and let everybody else pay. I think that's real selfish. I don't understand it.
Assemblymember Pete Esquiro said he didn't know how he would vote. He said he understood the need for the city to raise some money and find some ways to fund its infrastructure.
But I'm also a little frustrated.
Frustrated, he said, at himself and at the process. Last week, when the city was considering its budget, it added back in many of the cuts proposed by city staff.
And then this week, we're going back to the seniors and saying, but it's urgent that we do something about the senior tax exempt status right now.
Esquiro ended up voting no on the changes, as did Westover. The matter passed 5-2. Tonight was to be the last word on it, but because of the changes made, it's going to come back up for one more vote at a future assembly meeting. If approved, the changes would take effect in 2013. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.